Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is February the 14th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Numbers, chapters 16 to 18. The consequences of rebelling against God's leaders. After God directed the Israelites back to the wilderness for 40 years, because of their unbelief, disobedience, and lack of trust in God, we see that a group of Israelites resisted this tough directive. Some of the Levites became disgruntled with Moses' leadership. Korah, one of the Levites, led a disastrous insurrection along with 250 leaders and representatives of the congregation who all died when the earth parted itself and swallowed them up. The lesson learned through this incident is that there are dire consequences for rebelling against God's anointed leaders. Our leaders deserve our respect and support, even during trying times. We must not take part in a rebellion or gossip slander against God's anointed leaders. Rather, we should follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ and Apostle Paul and consider them as our examples of submission to authority. Jesus is our best example of submission to God, the Father's will, and following Christ requires our submission to Him. It is God who has created lines of authority for harmonious relationships. And ultimately, we all need to submit to God alone.